Panel 1. Monte dell'Agua Accessible Footpath. A footpath for all visitors. Putting nature within people's reach is to everyone's benefit, whatever their age and physical condition. That's why this section of the Monte dell'Agua Trail has been improved and turned into an accessible, self-guided route for all kinds of visitors. We invite you to enjoy this idyllic setting with each and every one of your senses, to understand what the Monte dell'Agua is really like. Recommendations for the visit. Bring enough water and some food. Wear suitable clothing and footwear. Use sun protection cream. Always walk together. Please walk along the marked track. Know the weather. Please inform your family or friends about the route you'll do. Please consider the daylight hours. Respect the environment. Pick up generated trash. Shared trail. Pedestrians have priority over bicycles. Itinerary characteristics. Length, 1.6 kilometres there and back. Gradient. An average 4% slope with some 10% stretches. Compact terrain. Wooden platform at the end of the trail. Additional equipment. Car park, including designated disabled parking spots. Benches and ischial support rails. Guiding curb with stops to indicate rest areas. Panels with accessible information. Additional information. The route overlaps trails PR-TF-52 and 54, and a self-guided track that starts at Eros, whose beginning is not a disabled-friendly route. There are no disabled-friendly toilets or disabled-friendly restaurant facilities in Eros. Remember, pass through natural areas implies hazards. You walk under your own risk. Be wise. Useful phone numbers. Emergencies 112. Tenno Rural Park Management Office 922 447 970. Citizen Information Phone Service 901 501 901. End of panel 1. Press pause until you get to the next panel. Panel 2. The forest that was a larder. Like all forests, Monte dell'Agua was traditionally used by the people who lived nearby. For centuries, they cut down its trees to use the wood, make charcoal and clear spaces for growing crops. Its plants were used for traditional remedies and food. They built paths and roads through it, even exported its fertile soil to coastal farming areas. They did all of this carefully to avoid exhausting its invaluable supplies. And today, thanks to legal protection and the forest's own regeneration capacity, we can enjoy a very well-preserved laurel forest. End of panel 2. Press pause until you get to the next panel. Panel 3. A water catchment network. There is one phenomenon that breathes life into this forest, and that you may have felt for yourself. The laurel forest acts like a net that traps the humidity in the atmosphere. The tiny drops that form on the leaves fall and are filtered in the ground. In some places, this water flows out again in natural springs or is extracted from galleries. The water that flows from the forest has irrigated crops at mid-height and on the district's coast. This relationship was so clear-cut that it even gave Monte dell'Agua its name. End of panel 3. Press pause until you get to the next panel. Panel 4. Draw a picture with all your senses. The Monte dell'Agua has given us plenty of resources over time. Today you're using it another way, by interacting with this forest, which offers you an ideal setting for enjoying nature-friendly leisure activities. This viewpoint affords a different perspective of the forest. Use all your senses to paint your own picture. The landscape is not just what your eyes can see. Sounds, near and far. Aromas, the feeling of the wind and the sun on your skin. The temperature and humidity. All of this is what makes you feel you really are here. Everyone has some finer tuned senses than others. By sharing different visions, you'll paint a multicolored picture of the Monte dell'Acqua. End the last panel.